Welcome back, everybody. How y'all doing this afternoon? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for playing along with me. A couple of chuckles to kick off Wednesday afternoon with each and every one of you. But until the bottom of the hour, when we're going to be joined by Christina Reynolds from Emily's List, I wanted to extend Giving Tuesday and make it, you know, the long play, the EP version of Giving Tuesday bleeding into Wednesday here, and give everybody the opportunity to give a shout out to some of your favorite charities. And I had a little bit of homework to do myself because one of our callers or texters, I can't remember which, on Monday asked me about rounding up at grocery stores. So I'm going to explain how that works. Is that actually just some tax avoidance scam by grocery stores? Does it have a meaningful impact? We're going to answer all those questions before the bottom of this hour. But I wanted to, again, give you the opportunity to share with you any of your favorite charities that are local or impact the state of Wisconsin. If you would like to get in on that, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But I wanted to share with you a couple of my favorites that I have been personally involved with over the years, either volunteering some of my time or donating to these various charities. They include the following: the Sojourner Truth House, which helps survivors of domestic violence and their families; Meta House, which helps with addiction issues; of course, the Hunger Task Force, everybody's very familiar with that agency. The Milwaukee Rescue Mission has been around forever and has just done absolutely crucial work helping our community's most vulnerable citizens and residents. Best D Clinic. This clinic has been around since the 70s that provides STI testing and a whole gamut of health services right on Brady Street, not too far from where I live in Milwaukee. The Urban Ecology Center here in Milwaukee is absolutely fabulous. And I have to give a shout out to Courage MKE. This is an LGBTQIA plus organization that helps young teenagers who frequently, again, face various challenges if they are in the LGBTQIA plus community. Certainly, it looks that they will be facing even more challenges after the Supreme Court decides the transgender rights case that was argued to it today. But if you would like to shout out a charity, or again, you're free to share a food guilty pleasure if you would like as well. All available for your comments. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Greg from Waukesha, what would you like to share this afternoon, friend?
Hi, Maggie. I can't hear you, so I'm assuming that I'm on for some reason. Now I can. Pumpkin pie is my guilty pleasure food. I don't know why it's a guilty pleasure, because pumpkin is actually healthy for you in small doses. But my charities, I just want to name two, and they both deal with disabilities really quickly. One of them is ARCH, the Association for the Rights of Citizens with Handicaps. And the reason I want to talk about this one, Maggie, is this one was an organization I became involved with in high school, and they were recently announced as Waukesha County Small Nonprofit of the Year, but that's not why I'm passionate about them. ARCH taught me, and you know, Maggie, I'm totally blind, but yep. ARCH taught me that we all have abilities and disabilities, and that differences are good, and that stereotypes are bad, and if we all just treated each other equally and accepted each other, we don't have to agree with each other, which is something I think you preach, Maggie. We don't have to agree with each other. We just have to accept each other. And yes. And it helped me with my public speaking about that in high school, and I still speak about that to this day. And then the other one, just real quick, and by the way, the website for that one is archchangeslives.org, archchangeslives.org. ASCHP.org, and it stands for the Association for the Rights of Citizens with Handicaps. And the H is small because the handicaps are minimized. The other one that I was on the board of directors for was Good Friend Incorporated, and they do transition films and help people who have autism. And they try to spread the message that people with autism are just like anybody else. And right now they're working on a film for to show to people who are employers, to show to people, because we need employers to know that people with disabilities can work well in our workforce, people with autism, people with, you know, other sorts of disabilities. So
totally agree, Greg. And I think that advocacy is all the more important in this moment, right? Huge moment with Donald Trump coming in. We're going to have to stand up to all of our, stand up to the forces that will try to create a less equal environment for folks with disabilities, stand up for all of our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Want to give a couple shout outs. Let's see. Matt from Germantown, Walk to End Alzheimer's in Washington County, especially. He's the co-chair. Thanks so much for sharing, Matt. Mary from TOSA, Our Space Inc., a Milwaukee psychosocial center that supports folks diagnosed with psychiatric diagnoses. Let's see, Michaela from West Bend, Project Sweet Peas. They're not local, but they definitely help local people, as they were there for me when my son was born, very premature, and spent 3 months in the NICU. Thank you for sharing, Michaela. I so appreciate that. If you are on the line, let's see if we can just get one more in really quickly. Ron, are you there? Very quickly, give a shout out. I just got about 30 seconds.
I'll do. I don't have a specific guilty pleasure. They're all guilty pleasures. But regarding the McRib, is it true, it's an urban myth, or just some, is it true that the it's really not the fruitcake, but the McRib that there's only one of?
I am going to, I love it. More homework assignments for me. Thank you, Ron. We're going to find out what's in the McRib. We'll report that out tomorrow. We got Emily's List, Christina Reynolds coming up next. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.